surrender, let go of ego. The idea of spiritual surrender is encapsulated in the maxims, let go and let God, go with the flow, and not my will, but thy will be done. Both Eastern and Western religious and spiritual teachings stress the importance of allowing the inconceivably immense power of nature, the Tao or the divine, to guide our lives, of simply surrendering to life and allowing it to live us as it may. Before surrendering, we may egoically think ourselves separate from other beings and life forms, and that we are in ultimate control of our lives. But we more and more allow nature, not ego, to guide us as we gradually realize that we are inextricably part of nature, not separate from it, and that nature knows best and is in control. Surrender is an inner process, an intuitional attitude rather than an outer act, arising gradually as we gain implicit trust and faith in nature's supreme perfection. And as our faith in nature grows, ego goes. We gradually lose the ego illusion of separateness from nature and evermore surrender to life. And when we become completely surrendered to the river of life, the river of existence, ego disappears, revealing that our true nature is nature, revealing we are that to which we have surrendered.